So good morning, MCC Nova.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Before I get started, I'd like to honor our veterans and their families today as we celebrate Veterans Day and the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. I was at a victims of suicide service a month ago, and I'm still struck by a number that is out there, that 22 active service members or veterans commit suicide or victims of suicide each day. Yes. That's a staggering number, and it affects us all. Whether you served in the service or you were a family member, a distant relative, or just an average citizen. So I'm so appreciative of this day, and I hope that we think of our veterans and our family members every day. So some of you may know I'm a fan of Facebook, and I like some aspects of it for its attributes, which can bring family and friends closer together. Not always, but most of the time. And I have lived vicariously through many of my friends' trips to near and far away places. I've had the chance to peek into my friends' joys and sorrows and celebrations. That said, one of the many flaws with Facebook that I see is we become friends with someone new, and we just jump right into their lives, and we kind of fast forward past all the things that had happened before. And we don't know about their trials, their tribulations, their achievements in their earlier lives. And we don't know what to shape them or motivates them. And for me, I'd like to have that backstory. Imagine if you picked up the Bible for the first time and opened it to Matthew 27, verses 11 through 26, which is where Jesus is in front of Pilate being judged. I would like to know more about what motivated them that day. And so, that said, I hope you'll oblige me as I just give you a little bit of my background so you can understand more about me and why I'm committed to this wonderful church and to the people who call it home. Church life has always been a part of my life. In my youth in upstate New York, I attended with my mom, dad, and my father, and my brother, a United Presbyterian church where I had the best seat in the house, which was in the back row. While in the military in San Antonio, Denver, beautiful Dayton, and Wiesbaden, Germany, I attended a non-denominational church, which certainly opened my eyes to other traditions of the Christian faith. And then while married for 17 years in a nearby Springfield, just down Route 123 here, I attended a Catholic church where I learned how to quickly egress from the church with 1,000 other people in the parking lot, all in a matter of about 3 minutes. But after separation from my wife in 2005, a Pastor Joel Osteen TV show always ended with his comment that viewers should join a good Bible-based church. I had a New Year's Eve resolution, which I try to do each year, and the internet helped me to find MCC Nova for the very first time on Sunday, January 7th, 2007. One thing I can say about my participation in those earlier churches is it did show me the potential church can provide for those who are open to a relationship with God. But as I had not yet let God into my heart, and being as I believed that God had made a huge mistake with me, it was unfortunately 49 years or so of missed opportunities. I can honestly say, as Pat Monahan indicated in her contemporary witness last week, participating in MCC's open communion was a defining and soul-opening moment for me that first week, and it has been ever since. While not quite ready for all the hugs that were a portion of that Sunday service way back then, I do remember how incredibly life-changing the words, "This table is open to all, regardless. Please come and be fed." I still get teary-eyed at times when I hear those words, whether here at MCC Nova or at other MCCs I have visited on occasion. I so wish people around the world could hear these words and know that regardless of their past or what they believe or not, that they are welcome at God's table, and that God's grace extends far, far beyond any human comprehension. From that January back in 2007, I have felt home here at MCC Nova and have wanted MC Nova and the bigger Metropolitan Church to thrive, as I felt there's so many more who would welcome our message of inclusiveness, which in my opinion would help our world to coexist more peacefully and harmoniously. My earlier stints as a volunteer firefighter, serving in the U.S. Air Force, being a member of an interagency watch center team, and as a U.S. Arms Control Inspector instilled in me the desire to work effectively as part of a team in order to achieve the results we sought. And with that same desire to see MCC Nova be the church our vision of spirit, community, action, inside and out proclaims, and to help spread the news of our awesome community, I knew I needed to become involved. And as with any new adventure for me, I tepidly stuck my foot into volunteer activities. My dear friend Pat helped me to get my feet wet with Feed the Homeless. Shortly after, Lisa, Michelle, and Catherine welcomed me as a Sunday school teacher, back when we had a lot of youngins. And when Rev Emma started our Transformations ministry, I definitely wanted to support that ministry as it directly related to me. Which leads me to today. You may not know what goes on here at the church at other times of the week. I like to share some of that, as I have the privilege of volunteering in the church with several other dedicated volunteers, usually on Fridays, in the church office, in the lead up to the upcoming Sunday service. Using the antiquated computers Rev Emma mentioned briefly last week, which I like to think the Apollo astronauts would feel right at home with. Elisa, Vicky, or I prepare the church bulletins and the inserts. And then we try to interpret the sometimes cryptic messages coming from Rev Emma. And then we try like heck, to eliminate any typos or glaring errors in the bullies, as Reverend Emma refers to the programs. I do feel very honored to have learned much of the office duties from our deceased friend, Kim Haberman, who was a kind and patient mentor. I miss his warmth and his friendly smile. His name tag is up here every Sunday. And so the times when I am up here, I always steal a glance at that and remember his kind soul. We appreciate that Rev Emma bounces ideas for Sunday services off of us and that she values our input. And add to the Friday dynamics, Sandy sweeps in from Warrington in her shiny blue Camaro, coming to a screeching halt. And Corey arrives to prepare the sanctuary and the common areas to include replacing light bulbs, trying to fix toilets prior to Sunday service. One of the more interesting aspects of any Friday is watching the melding of spirit and ideas as Sandy and Reverend Emma work to make the altar symbolic of that Sunday's message. I love seeing their collaborative teamwork as they strive to seek a spiritual and artistic balance. It warms my heart to see them in action. Also interesting is who else walks in on a Friday. Folks who want to get married or planning to get married, a nearby business owner who wants to debate the Bible and what it says about homosexuality, firefighters who are performing a safety check, local DC TV reporters, a friendly piano tuner, condo maintenance workers, and many friends of the church. Sometimes it feels like New York's Grand Central Station to me. For me, though, the second Friday night of each month is another special time when our church comes alive. That's the night our Transformations Ministry, along with our co-leads, the Transgender Education Association of Greater Washington, known as TGEA, hosts the peer-led Transgender and Binary Fluid Second Friday community groups. Somewhere between 45 to 90 folks from across the DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia, come to MCC Nova to share in community with each other. Their group consists of teens and tweens, young adults, trans masculine and trans feminine, non-binary, and parents. after filling the sanctuary in his big circle. So you might wonder why sometimes these chairs are always askew. It's usually the Sunday after our second Friday because everybody's trying to put them back in what we think is the right position. Usually it's not quite the perfect order. But after we have this initial meeting, we break up into subgroups and take up residence throughout the church in the conference area upstairs, in the front room, in the hospitality area. All of our available space is utilized. I know this is mostly unseen to the vast majority of you, but all are welcome in this space, as Frank, who is one of our frequent visitors and as an ally, can attest. Our ability to, as a church, to host this critically important community resource at a time when much of the administration's rhetoric minimalizing transgender individuals is so worthy of our motto of spirit, community, action, inside and out. In addition to the second Friday at the church, I want to highlight the significant and deep relationship MCC Nova has with TGEA on one other program, which has quickly become an important resource to families with transgender or gender fluid children. That is a program called Playgroup. You may not be aware, but MCC provides a monthly contribution through your giving, along with TGEA, which has secured a grant from the DC Baltimore-based Brother Help Thyselves Gay Men's Organization, so that children ages 4 to 12 can one Saturday a month come together at a local church that has a playground and indoor playrooms with certified caregivers so the kids can play as their authentic selves in a no-judgment zone. That is hugely important for their growth. Parents take the opportunity to network with other parents and to have a little respite on those Saturdays. Taking advantage of the crazy fall weather, they recently spent a fun-filled afternoon at the LGBTQ-friendly Cox Farm out in Centerville. This playgroup program has quickly grown to now hosting about a dozen or more kids per Saturday. So thank you, because your contributions are helping to make that happen. One of the other aspects of being frequently in the office, which I've become familiar with, is the day-to-day costs to keep the building and our church operating. Frank mentioned much of this earlier, but like my own personal budget, it's a weekly effort to prepare church payments for the board to sign, the condo fee for our church home, lights, heat, and air conditioning for our 5 HVAC units, telecommunications, security, MCC tithes and pensions, copiers, paper, postage, piano tuner, hospitality supplies, just to name some. Suffice to say, participating in preparing the checks has given me a much better understanding of the many inherent costs, unseen by many, which are so critical for keeping the space you see here alive. I want to finish by mentioning one last aspect of this church which brings me so much joy and so much hope. In the 11 years I've been attending, we have been a continued inspiration to many who have sought becoming an ordained MCC pastor. This church has nourished Reverend Kathy Alexander, who's an associate pastor at MCC DC. Reverend Dwayne Davis, who is a senior pastor at UMCC of Minneapolis. Reverend John McLaughlin, who is also a pastor at St. Jude's MCC of Wilmington, North Carolina. Reverend Stephanie Burns, who's serving in MCC churches in Southern Florida. Remember Reverend Wendy Hamilton, who is serving as our pastor of the Open Door MCC in Boyds, Maryland. Reverend Gail Minnick, serving as provisional pastor of MCC of the Holy Redeemer in College Park. Reverend O. Ferguson, who is serving as a hospice chaplain at the University of New Mexico Hospital. And Reverend Jana Faber, who serves as chaplain at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, Texas. The last three of those all attended Reverend Emma's first congregational care class given here at MCC. We are so proud of these leaders who have spread out across much of North America and for our role here at this church in nourishing them. MCC Nova might seem small to some, maybe even to some of us, but in my heart, I feel we are large in stature, and we are a beacon to our families, our friends, our community, our nation, and the world. With your love and support, I will continue to do my small part in making it so. God bless this church, as God is in all of us and all who walk through these open doors. Thank you.